Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa is here, too. Catherine is a longtime 15-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Self Brand. She's one of the global gurus of branding, and everybody knows that. She's the author of at least three books on branding. I think maybe
four.
Okay, I was about to say, I think maybe four that I know of. I think I've helped her launch all of them.
Right.
Breakthrough Branding, You Are a Brand, that's the big daddy, and then Graduate to a Great Career, that's the new one, one of the new ones. Hey, Catherine, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be
it's
here.
Good to have you back. And that's Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. Catherine, I know you want to talk about the new normal, but I point out around here, and I was doing this long before COVID, that out here on Main Street, mm-hmm. there's not much normal around. I've been calling it the new regular. Normal seems a little presumptuous, I think. What do you think?
Well, we don't know. But yeah. From a branding perspective, it's always good to have your own name. So you renamed it the new regular. And, you know, that sort of puts your stamp on it, Jim.
It continues my legacy as a contrarian too. So, what do we need to know? What do we need to be paying attention to as we start letting the bell ring over our door again with customers? What's the first thing we need to be focused on?
Well, you know, I think there's some easy things you can do. I mean, the first thing you want to look at is look at your website. You know, is it, you know, and ask yourself, you know, what should I change, if anything, about my existing content? You know, one study found that 61% of people said that websites that were just business as usual with no mention of COVID or anything like that, people found it annoying. Mm-hmm. So people, you know, look at your website, put yourself in a customer's shoes. Should I be addressing, you know, here's what we're doing and, you know, here's how we're reaching out and making things easier for our customers. So look at, you know, do a brand audit and see if, you know, acknowledge the pandemic, how it's affecting you and your customers, and you know, even look at things like photographs. You know, if you've got a group of people all hugging each other close together, that might not be the right look you want to have in this kind of environment. But people want to know how you're doing, and they, you know, you're a small business or a medium-sized business. This is your chance to sort of make some kind of personal connection.
Well, the fact that you said audit, because, and folks, that's the thing. You know, one of the mistakes that all of us make in our businesses is we never drive into the parking lot, park in front of the door, and walk in the front door and look around as if we're a new customer. We never do that. We come in the back door, we see everything like it does from the back end, and it looks good, and we move on. But whether it's your website or coming in your physical front door, especially now, you need to go act like you'd never been here before. See what it looks like. How was it? Right. How would it hit a brand new person if it were you? What do you think?
I agree. And also, you know, look at, you know, try to look at it from their perspective, or ask people, you know, what do you think? You know, get kind of feedback. I noticed, Jim, you were doing a lot of things on topical issues on your website, you know, like defunding the police and things like that. So make it relevant for what's going on today, what the conversation is today.
Yep. All right, what's next?
And the second thing you want to do is, you know, look at Google Trends, you know, tap into Google Trends. You know, since the beginning of the whole COVID thing in March, mid-March, there's been a big spike in searches for, you know, do-it-yourself, how-to, tutorials, steps in a process. And I don't know about you, Jim, but I'm getting deluged, you know, with people that are following trends and are sending me little videos or inviting me to attend a Zoom meeting on how to do something and stuff like that. And so you want to tap into that, you know, from your customer's perspective. What do I know
and to me,
that they would be interested in knowing about?
To me, Catherine, the thing that we should take away from what you just said is what we should learn from those people is all of those people are attempting to stay relevant. And that's important,
right?
Because what I worry about is a lot of small businesses, when they locked down, they went home, they locked their doors, they stayed home, and they just acted, they curled up in a fetal position. And what I've been
right.
on my soapbox about for 4 months now is, if you ghost your customers and prospects now, they will ghost you in September. What do you think?
I think that's absolutely right. And people want connection. They want to hear from you. And I know so many people, they just close the door. Well, there's nothing I can do. You know,
right.
maybe they applied for PPP, you know, and then they're just kind of sitting it out, as you say, you know, kind of in their apartment, in their home, you know,
right.
huddled, waiting for it to end. And that's no good. You know,
well,
you're a business person.
This is what you taught us about over the years. Is, see, the people who you just described are the people who weren't reaching out before COVID-19. They weren't doing
right.
newsletters. They weren't creating their own content. They weren't posting 90-second video how-to videos, as you've been trying to get us to do for all these years, and so when this thing happened, they didn't know how to get it started up again, and so I fear, sadly, and it hurts my feelings about this. I fear those are the people who aren't going to be coming back. They're not going to make it to January 1, 2021.
Right. Yeah, I think it's going to be a problem. I think it's going to be a big problem. Let me ask you this, because you were always sending out things on what's going on in the news even before COVID. What did you, Jim, do differently with COVID, if anything, for you to reach out to your customers?
The main thing we did was the newsletter. Our newsletter was focused on what people were dealing with. I had all my writing for a long time, for 3 months. See, I started reporting on COVID the 1st of February.
It seems like you're sending out more communication than you did in the past.
Well, I am.
I feel
to
like
you,
you're much more in
I,
touch.
I am to you, because I didn't used to send my columns out to just the column. I usually did it to the newsletter, but I have been sending it out more to my network, like people like you. I have been doing more of that too.
So you
would have known. I'm glad you noticed that. But
I noticed it, and I thought, wow. And then, you know, it makes you feel good, because you feel, well, he cares about me. I'm
yeah.
a small business person, you know, so
right.
he cares
exactly.
about me. He's got ideas.
Well, I wanted people to know that we were here, and here's what you just said, and I'm glad to hear that you said it. What you said is, I didn't ghost you.
Right, right.
I stayed in touch.
You also put, like, for example, the one on defunding police being hurting small business.
That's exactly right.
I never thought of it from that perspective.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought, Catherine.
How is it going to hurt me?
I got to take a quick break. Catherine Computer, and I will be right back. Self Brand is the name of her company.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.